This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Love me some Merle Haggard.
The poets tell how Bon Jovi fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers.
That's the thing. Poncho went out in a big blaze of glory and lived forever. Lefty died an old sick man and not the stuff of legends. And now,
he's growing old.
That's another lesson from life. And a true story. Matt Dibiel from our great Chicago affiliate, 1530 WCKG, is coming up. I want to take a few more of your calls here, as I promised to do. It's hard to focus on a lot of this, but you as an audience that care about this and have been involved, you're the reason we're starting to turn the tide. And I'm not just patting you on the head. It's not patronizing. It's true. So just know that. And the fact that it is always darkest before the dawn. But then once the worm turns, once the bullies aren't fully on top of us and people see what prosperity can be like, a whole new cycle begins of prosperity, and if we just remember freedom and don't let the same corruption come back in like mole spores or something, we've got a pretty good future ahead of us. Doesn't mean some utopia, but what is utopia? It's not living in a dystopia, and imperfection is our perfection. But the globalists really did want to just wreck the West and make everybody globally poor and do some really nasty stuff. And the fact is, they know tax cuts for the middle class helps the economy and pays off the debt. The globalists want to deliver us into bankruptcy. They want to conquer the nation. But Trump and patriots and our intelligence agencies and good factions and the American people backing them. People ask, why did we do this earlier? Because folks weren't awake yet. They've been asleep. You educated them. I educated them. Countless other people educated them. And people are aware now that we're not alone and we've changed the world. And now we're not asleep anymore to a great extent. So now it's even harder for the globalists. Even if they kill Trump, even if they remove Trump, even if they pull all this crap, they're behind the eight ball now because we're awake. Stephen in Florida, you had a point about all this. You say Trump, latest evidence. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex, thank you. I appreciate it. By the way, first of all, I want to say I've been calling your show about 10 years now or so. I had a first today, and this isn't a complaint. It's just to make you aware that you've had enough complaints today. But I know when I've gotten through, because then I hear your show on my phone. It took about 22 minutes for the call screener to finally get to me. So I just wanted to, you know, make you aware of that.
Yeah, because this phone system can take like 30 phone calls at a time, and we've taken up to 25,000 calls in a show before that shows that hit it. So they're having to like go through all that, and you know, I get when I take calls, it's fun to complain, but it kind of wrecks the experience. You know what I mean? Because we're having like a personal experience, you and I right now, and we never even get to the point. But hey, what's the latest evidence that Trump's a Ruski agent?
Okay. Here's what I want to get to. If these people are able to push through what they're now pushing with this false evidence, you know, narrative, it'll be for one reason only, and that is because God has allowed it, because my Bible says that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. I have no doubt Trump is there by the appointment of God. And here's what I want to get to. If they push this through, if they're able to still push their agenda with all the false information and all the evidence coming about their criminality, it's because God has allowed it. Here's why. The main problem I see with America, and I say this as a Christian, Alex, I've run into this so much, is the sin in the camp. It's the fake Christianity. The Christians in America don't want to wake up to the reality of what's going on. And I'm not talking about the establishment churches and the negative. I'm talking about in general.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I'm glad your call got through. We'll be back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep and Matt Dubiel with 1530 WCKG, our big Chicago affiliate on 1530, but also on the FM. And soon, big announcements with that station. He is about to take over right now. But I wanted to just briefly recap here. Here's the headlines. They're up on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. This is NBC News. Feinstein, Senate Russia probe building obstruction case against Trump. Is President Trump's legal team preparing for an imminent obstruction of justice charge? And the answer is yes. But that's why presidents are co-equal to the other branches. You just can't have some grand jury indict the president and then he gets out of office. Because then you'd have grand juries all the time doing that. No president would stay in power. This is their program. This is their plan. This is their operation. They're going to have to impeach him in the House and the Senate. And the good news is, finally, we learn that in the last 11 months, the Inspector General of the Justice Department, under Attorney General Jeff Sessions' direction, has been criminally investigating Mueller, the Clintons, and this entire kangaroo operation. The DOJ has been investigating the FBI for 11 months. That's up on InfoWars.com. House Intel Chairman draws up contempt charges against FBI after Stonewall. Republicans prepare for war with FBI DOJ to file contempt action over anti-Trump bias. And that was forced out in the media because the Justice Department was getting ready to release reports on this, which they did release today. We wrote about it, but it's almost gotten no coverage. So my question to Matt Dubiel as he takes over here is this. Matt, we know as long as there's a recovery, they're not going to be able to get an impeachment in the House, as long as we keep the House. But they don't care. They just seem to be going forward, even though they're all deep in bed with Russia. At a gut level, as a smart guy, as a business owner, as a family man, what do you think they're planning? I mean, they thought they were going to steal the election. They failed. But they just don't know when to give up. How do they remove Trump when he's clearly Americana? The economy's kicking back on. He's doing everything he said he'd do. He has no Russian connections. They admit Manafort or Flynn, there's no Russian collusion. They're just claiming they said something wrong in a statement when they're being illegally surveilled. Where do you see all this going? The NFL's killing itself, attacking the American people. Hollywood's killing itself. It's all falling down, but they never know when to quit. Matt Dubiel taking over from 1530 a.m. in Chicago.
Alex, you know, they don't know when to quit, but that's why the power of the American people is so important. That's why it's so vital that instead of being the idiots who look at the emperor's new clothes and say, yeah, he's got a new suit on, like we did for the last 8 years when he was naked, now it's reversed. And now the zombies, the Feinsteins and the swamp inhabitants are looking up at the president, who's got some clothes. He's got some swagger. He's got some actual things that he's putting into place. And they're looking at him and they're going, he doesn't have it. And if the people are stupid enough to watch what those people say, I mean, we got to just stop listening to idiots. That's the bottom line. You got to take a look at Maxine Waters. You got to take a look at these people that have been in the swamp. They're up to here. They're covered
in swamp
water.
They're totally discredited, known liars. So, of course, they're doubling down in lies. That's all they've got. This is the last desperate action of these scallywags.
It's, well, and we're parents. You know how this goes. When you're, you know, you ask your kid, did you go in the cookie jar? And they say no. They're never going to admit it the first time. You keep asking them. You watch them look away from you. You watch them obfuscate. You watch them, like, point the finger at the brother or the sister. That's what Maxine and all these other morons are doing. And it's time for the American people to stand up and say, you know what? We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to get angry. We're not going to get stupid. We're not going to say stupid things. But we are going to act. We're going to act with our dollars. We're going to act with our votes. We're going to pay attention to what's happening. We're going to make a list, and we're going to check it twice. And we're going to make sure that Maxine Waters doesn't get back in. We're going to make sure that Quigley, the congressman here in Illinois, that instead of focusing on the death toll problem, Alex, there are 39 people that were killed here in Chicago, 36 of them from gunshots, mostly illegal guns. And those people are the ones that Quigley should be focusing on. Instead, he's talking to subcommittees in
Congress.
By the
way, 39 killed since when?
39 was killed just in November.
Wow.
Just in November. Alex, it's only...
By the way, I'm glad you raised Quigley. I don't mean to... I don't know if you saw the hearings where he says, I want Alex Jones censored. And Facebook, Google, and Twitter go, sir, we censored him at lunch. He goes, good. It's fake news that an ISIS guy attacked New York with a truck. And it's like a real story. It's like not even real. He's like saying, I say ISIS didn't attack New York and that the mayor wasn't warned. And they go, yes, sir, we shut Alex Jones down. We shut Paul Watson down. I mean, what is up with Piggly Wiggly?
Piggly Wiggly's got to go. And it's up to the people in Chicago, in the suburbs. You know, his territory, they've rezoned these territories in Chicagoland over and over again, and they keep gerrymandering because they're trying to keep the Democratic machine here in power. Now, that's not to say that the Republican machine is any great machine either. I was just talking to my kids yesterday about this fallacy of the two-party system. However, you got to play by the rules of the game that are in place. And in Chicago, in Chicagoland, he's playing by those rules. He's part of the Democratic machine. The guy's an idiot. Instead of fixing the problem, instead of talking to the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Illinois and trying to figure out why black and brown kids are getting shot for no reason, he's talking to people about what Twitter should be doing. The guy's a complete moron. Why is he talking about what Twitter should be doing? Why is he talking about censoring the news? Why is he talking about saying that you're making false claims, saying that InfoWars is fake news when ABC is fake news, when CNN is fake news?
Yeah, what do you make of ABC putting out that Flynn was going to report that they did collude with the Russians during the campaign? None of it was true. But still, I see them sending videos out of that today.
I don't know anybody who can listen to what ABC says, what CNN says. I mean, you played the Jake Tapper clip a few minutes ago in the last segment of the previous hour, and I'm just watching and I'm thinking, like, who listens to this turd Tapper to get their information about the world? When I look to people that I listen to, I ask myself, well, who am I going to listen to? Who am I going to take their advice? Who am I going to trust? And the people that I will listen to, I'm still going to fact check, but I want to listen to people that I believe truly care and truly love themselves and love me and love this country. I don't get that vibe when I look at Jake Tapper. I don't get that vibe when I look at that moron on ABC. What's his name? Hoss or Boss or Ross?
Yeah, Ross. All they've got is arrogance, too. And as they implode, they just get more arrogant. They just never go away. I'm so sick of these people.
Well, they're better than us. And that's the other fallacy is these people somehow think, these Americans, these that have been sleeping for so long, the reason why these people are in power, the reason why Maxine is where she is, the reason why Ross is on television is because we've been asleep at the wheel. We've been allowing these morons to lie to us and haven't been holding them accountable. That's the swamp should have been drained years ago. It's an awakening that's happening among American people. Unfortunately, you have delusional people waking up on both sides that think that different worlds are happening. The real story here is people need to pay attention. The citizens need to unite and focus on holding everyone accountable and stop taking the spoon-fed garbage from ABC and CBS and
By the way, Matt Dubiel is really a good talk show host, isn't he, folks? I've known him like, what, I've known him about 8-9 years?
It's been a long time.
Well, I'm really excited you've been carrying us off and on for 8-9 years and take over. I'm going to stop interrupting. And I can't wait to get you kind of a quarterback on one of your own shows. We want to add some more broadcast here. We're getting more crew hired. They're doing a great job. We had a caller earlier saying, hey, you know why I'm on hold for 20 minutes? Well, it's because we got, you know, one person doing two jobs in there, bro. And that's why we're not taking a lot of calls. It's really a full-time job when you take calls. So we are a work in progress. We will admit it to you all day long that InfoWars is a working project. We are not a teleprompter operation. We don't just cover talking points all day long. We're just real people who want to have a future and who aren't out to get you. I mean, I think that's what it really comes down to. So Matt Dubiel, WCKG, 1530 AM. And give folks the FM address as well.
102.3 FM in Chicago if you're in Elmhurst, Oak Brook, and we're going to be moving that 102.3 to a very big building. Very big. It's the perhaps the biggest, almost the biggest.
Very huge, very large.
Fantastic. Tremendous.
You're going to love it. Big, big deal. Big building.
You're going to love it.
On top of it, very large. Like, we got an initiative all over the country. InfoWars is going to be on top of certain buildings.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
It's Matt Dubiel filling in for Alex Jones on the mighty Infowars.com /show from Chicago, from the WCKG studios here. We broadcast on AM 1530 in Chicago and FM 102.3. I've been saying today on social media that, I love coming in here. I love talking with you. It's an hour I look forward to, and I typically rotate on Mondays back and forth with Jack, and it's something I look forward to. And some of the things I want to talk with you today are on my mind. One of those is the NFL situation, not the national anthems with the NFL, but they're talking about these stadiums being empty. And people attending the games less and less. You'll hear guys like me, guys like Alex, David Knight, and so on say that it's because of the national anthem flap and the kneeling and all that sort of stuff. And part of that's true. There's really another undertone to that, and I want to talk about that coming up. I also want to talk about Facebook's initiative. Facebook is trying to connect you and I to our children. Facebook cares, and they want to connect us to our children. And the key word here is connect. They want to connect your children. I want to talk about that coming up. Also, a lot of folks have been talking about this tax break situation and Trump's tax break, and the Republicans got it through, and, you know, this is going to be great, and they say it's going to be terrible. I have a different take on it altogether. I don't think that you should even think about the tax situation, and I'll explain why. But as I was sitting here getting ready and watching Alex, I actually do listen to the show on my own station. I actually do watch Alex. I watch David Knight and Owen and some of the other hosts that are doing shows here because we're in it, man. We're in it. Okay, it's not just where we don't have these shows on this radio station because it's sensational or because it's nouveau or because it's sexy. We do this because we're in it, and I'm in it with you. So I was watching Alex, and I flipped over to DrudgeReport.com. And I see the story at DrudgeReport.com as I'm planning, intending fully to talk about these other things that are on my mind. And something just kind of stuck in my craw. I'm not that old. I'm only 41, but I say old-timey phrases like stuck in my craw. It's just part of my old-school upbringing. But something stuck in my craw. And the thing that stuck in my craw is this headline. This is CNN. Acosta says journalists have to resist. Now, there was a guy, I don't know if you'd call him a journalist or not, he was a former sportscaster, and he really annoying, really unlikable guy named Keith Olbermann, and he's been on Twitter for a while. He started doing a little cute little web series from his, I think, his mother's basement, and it sounded very echoey, so it might have been in the bathroom in his mother's basement, and he called the show The Resistance. And it was pretty funny because, for years now, InfoWars and Alex Jones have been saying, you are the resistance. Keith came in and said, I'm gonna do a show for a magazine called GQ that's failing, and we're gonna call it The Resistance, and we're gonna be smarmy and liberal, and it's gonna take off like gangbusters. And it didn't. It failed miserably. And not only did it fail miserably across the spectrum, but it, more importantly, more notably, it failed miserably among liberal people that should be really into his sort of content. So this concept that, quote-unquote, journalists have to resist, I think first we have to define what the hell a journalist is. It really stuck in my craw because Acosta is a reporter for CNN, and I wouldn't call myself a reporter. But I was at the Trump rally in Chicago when then-candidate Donald Trump was running for president and had scheduled an appearance to be at the at a college campus here for a Trump rally. And I got press passes because I'm in the press, even though I wouldn't call myself a – I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a journalist or a reporter. I'm definitely in the press. So I was in the press box. My wife and I went. And as many of you know who have followed the campaign, one of these – sort of political theater events happened where the event was shut down. It was canceled by Trump, but it was canceled because it was taken over by what is essentially Antifa. It was taken over by a group funded by George Soros under the guise of SEIU, which is an acronym for something, some commie organization of some sort that pays people $10 and $15 an hour to come and disrupt events. Now, I'm telling you about this event, and you could see my video after the fact if you go to my Facebook page. It's the one with the blue check mark that says Matt Dubiel. And I did a video immediately following that experience because it got so bad inside. These paid agitators who were part of a sort of Antifa-like group, they were not Trump supporters. The Trump supporters were there, and the Trump supporters were exactly who you'd expect them to be. They were retirees, they were grandparents, they were parents, they were Americans waving the red, white, and blue. They were beautiful people there to support what they believed to be a really great movement, a really big movement, a tremendous movement, the best movement, and they were great. And they were there in droves. And what happened was they got paid, SEIU people got paid $10 and $15 an hour to disrupt this event. One of the guys I saw in the press pit and overheard in the press pit was Acosta. Acosta, at that point, was basically just a very low-level CNN reporter. He was in the field, on the road. I don't know that anybody really knew his name. I just remember his face, and I remember listening in and watching him and hearing him talk to the other reporters. You should hear what he said to the other reporters. You should hear the things he was saying. I might have some of them on my phone because we were recording. And you know, you hear everything. And the way that he was talking about the people, American people, was along the lines of Hillary and her deplorable gaffe when she called Trump supporters deplorables. If you would have heard the things that Jim Acosta was saying about the Trump supporters, if you would have heard the things that Jim Acosta was saying about Trump and the candidacy and the campaign in general, as an objective journalist and reporter, you might become sick to your stomach. I believe that good people that are liberal and democratic, if they would have heard the things he was saying at that point, would have been sick to their stomach. I believe that if the managers and the editors at CNN would have heard those things, if they were a real news organization, if they were a professional institution, if they would have heard these things, they would have pulled them and they would have said, well, wait a minute, we can't have somebody that says these things and thinks these things covering an event like this. This guy is not objective. There's a reason why Jim Acosta, is that his first name, Jim? I'm just going to call him Acosta. I don't want to make idiots famous. Thank you. It is Jim Acosta. I'm really against this idea of making morons famous. It's something we all have to stop. One of the dumbest things Hillary did was mention Alex Jones' name, not because he's a moron. He's not a moron, but she gives power and promotes Alex Jones. Now people go and they want to find out more. Okay, who's this guy? What's he about? The haters could become people that are listening a little bit. So I don't really want to give Acosta any attention. But this Acosta guy is going to be in the news, and he's going to push himself in the news as part of the quote-unquote resistance. And the reason why is he's a failed reporter at a failed network that's for sale. Jim needs a job. Jim wants a jobby job. He wants want somebody else to hire him. He's looking for employment elsewhere. He's looking to make a name for himself. He's hoping that those who hire guys like him will see that he can get attention and he has followers, and then they will give him a gig. This is rampant and it's happening more and more. I'll share with you exactly why and how it works coming up next. More with Infowars.com/show.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's Matt Dubio from Chicago. The Myrtle murder capital of the Midwest, definitely the murder capital of the United States. It's arguable. They try and conflate the figures to make it seem like, based on population, it's not that bad, but it's bad. There's already 8 people shot and killed in Chicago in the month of December. It's only the 4th of December. I mean, it is Las Vegas in slow motion every month in Chicago. Nobody cares. Nobody talks about it. We talk about it. We focus on it on the top of every newscast on WCKG here, AM 1530, FM 102.3, WCKG.com. You can see the statistics. They're sobering at Chicago'sAlternative.com because we post the news there. So you see that 36 people died from gunshot wounds in November. 39 people died in November in Chicago. Homicides, carjackings are up. I mean, things are just out of control, and here we are. It's the holiday season. It's the time to be thinking of others and the time to be giving. All Jim Acosta cares about is trying to find a new job. And here's how you know that's what's going on. Megyn Kelly did the same thing. Okay, I see this stuff a mile away. It's maybe because I'm in that business. I don't know, but I see it a mile away. What they do is they posture first, and they telegraph to everybody that they're not what you think they are. So Megyn Kelly had to posture and show the world, well, I'm not this conservative talking head. I'm versatile. I'm different. I can also throw it to the, you know, I can give the Republicans some trouble. I can do this. I can do that. And then she uses it when it's time to find a new gig. That's what Acosta is trying to do. That's what the NFL is doing. And I'm going to get into that. The reason why the NFL is failing isn't because of the kneeling issue. Okay. That's expediting it. It's speeding it up. It's making it go much faster. Very, very fast. The fastest destruction perhaps in major sports, but that's not the cause. It's actually part of that. There's a cause before that, which is why they're doing it. I'm going to get into that in a minute. We were just holiday shopping. My wife and I were just Christmas shopping for friends and family. And inevitably we're thinking about like, what do we get people? And the best thing that I think you can do right now is get people things that will help them and get them from places that do good things. What better place to do that than the InfoWars store? And right now, if you get gift cards for Christmas at 10% off in the InfoWars store. So InfoWarsStore.com. And here's what I recommend. Rather than just get like a gift card that, you know, and then just give it to somebody and say, here you go, especially somebody that doesn't maybe know what InfoWars is, you get them like a $50 gift card, $100, $150 or whatever, so they can get a few things. I'll give you an example. I was at my family Christmas party for the Italian family. We've been doing this for 100 years. I personally haven't been there for 100 years, but the family party's been going on for 100 years. One of my cousins asked me about Brain Force, okay? And she said, you know, I've been seeing you on Alex Jones. You know, do you really take Brain Force? Yes, and that's why this one is empty. I'm out. There's something rattling in here, but it's that little cellulose, it's the thing that soaks up the moisture. And this one is empty. I took 2 this morning after I ate breakfast. So instead of just getting some generic gift card and then hoping that they find their way, I recommend you get them like $100 gift card. You know, you print out the piece of paper or whatever it is. And then you give them a couple of recommendations of things that you like. And then you pop it in there and say, here's what you can do with it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. I don't need to tell you that helps support everything. Why would you shop at some dopey place like Amazon and get garbage that you're going to have to send back anyway? Shop at a place where you know the money's going to good stuff and the people are doing good things. That guy that called and was griping about the call screener. By the way, the staff at InfoWars are like the best in broadcasting. I'm not just saying that because they're controlling my microphone right now. I'm saying it because it's true. So they do it like 100% better than anybody else. If you want InfoWars to get bigger, then go buy more stuff there. That's how it works. Anyway, back to the NFL. In fact, this ties into the NFL. Here's why. The NFL is struggling. The NFL is struggling, and the seats are empty at the Bears games. The seats are empty at the Patriots games. The seats are empty at various games around the country, okay? And everyone is saying that it's because of the kneelers. They're saying that it's because of the national anthem. But this trend has been happening for years and years. It's going on, and it's been going on for some time, and there's a reason for this. And people that have been going to professional sporting events, if you've ever taken your kid to a baseball game, or someone you love, a niece or a nephew, or your family. I have four kids, and typically when we go someplace, a lot of times we'll bring a friend with for the kids, or we'll bring my parents or in-laws or whoever. So now you got 7, 8 people going someplace, okay? Do the math on how much it costs to take 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people to a professional sporting event. It costs $50 alone just to park at Soldier Field in Chicago, let alone the tickets. Then you factor in what they're going to charge you for something to drink, for something to eat. The reason why those stadiums in the NFL are getting emptier and emptier day by day. And this is the truth. This is what they don't want you to know about. This is what they're not talking about. It's because of the erosion of the middle class. It's because the gap between those who have disposable money to spend on those sorts of things and those who don't is getting wider and wider and wider. And the lie is that you're in the middle class. The lie is that you're in the middle class. You think you're in the middle class. It's like asking people on the street if they're a Democrat or Republican, and then reconciling that to what the definition of a Democrat or Republican is. Most people don't even know what the real definition is. They just think they align a certain way. Most of us think that we're in the middle class. Do you know that $1 million is not enough to retire anymore if you're middle class? Do you know that the average American doesn't have $5,000 saved? The average American doesn't have even $2,500 saved? If you figure out how much it costs to go to a baseball game or a football game, the reason why there are dwindling attendance records is because more and more people are taking that money and they're buying a big plasma screen or an LCD screen for their house because they can use it over and over again. And they're staying, and they're already paying their mortgage and their electric bill and all of the other utilities and their high-speed internet. And they've already invested in that stuff. And it's much simpler and much more cost-effective and less hassle and much more enjoyable to go and watch it in your own home and invite people over than it is to waste money to go and make millionaires more rich and ostensibly billionaires even more rich. By the way, here's a fun little question. And if you think you know the answer, tweet it to me, at Matt on Air. How much is $1 billion? How many millions is $1 billion? Ask 10 people on the street how much $1 billion is. Ask them to define $1 billion. We all know what $1 million is, right? It's 1,000 thousands. Seems kind of somewhat attainable. It's why for years and years, middle class, middle Americans have aspired to become millionaires. It seems attainable. It's 1,000 thousands. Many of you will make $1 million in your lifetime. Most of us won't hold $1 million in our lifetime. And even if you get $1 million in your lifetime and save $1 million, according to the statistics, $1 million isn't going to be enough for you to retire in a middle-class lifestyle. That's why this tax plan doesn't really matter. Friend, it doesn't have anything to do with how much the money the government is taking from you. Yeah, it would be great if they didn't take so much. It has to do with the amount of money you're making, what you're doing to make that money, and what kind of power you have with that dollar. And one of the reasons why Bitcoin is over $10,000, it's probably over $11,000 right now, isn't because Bitcoin is worth so much. It's because your dollar isn't worth almost anything. It's because the dollar value is going down and down and down. $1 billion used to be something different. Today, the definition of $1 billion is only 1,000 millions. Those billionaires don't have as much money as you think. There's something going on with the economy that no one's talking about. Coming up, we're going to talk about Facebook and what they want to do to connect you.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I wonder Dwayne lives by.
It's Matt Dubiel in for Alex Jones for the fourth hour for Monday, December 4th. Already 8 dead in Chicago, sadly. It's Las Vegas in slow motion every day here in Chicago. And it's got to stop. Somebody's got to do something about it. Facebook wants to connect me to my children. They believe that the best way to connect me to my children is to connect the children to the Facebook. There's not enough people using Facebook, so they want me to give. They want you and I to give the children to the Facebook. So Facebook can lull them into a little sleep and make them digital idiots like the rest of us who spend way too much time on social media. Don't you think that's a good idea? As you think about turning your children over to Facebook in an app where they can use the same features to make the little mouse face and help the social recognition software improve itself and the AI build up intelligence on how the faces work and all that stuff. When you think about doing that with your children, or I should say, letting your children have that done to them by the Facebook, think about any other institutions that you've turned your children over to over the years and how it's gone. Daycare centers. What happens when you send your kids to daycare? How does it go? How does it work out for you? I don't know. I'm asking because I don't send my kids to daycare. I never have. We don't do that. Our kids have never had a babysitter that isn't family. I'm not judging you. But when I look at what happens in daycare centers, when I look at what happens with our most important, I don't want to say assets, because my children aren't assets. My children are, they're part of me. They're part of my DNA and my love. They embody everything I'm here for. I can't even imagine handing them over to Facebook and saying, yeah, let me let them connect you. When I think about what the Facebook experience is like, in the beginning, it was really cool. It's like if you ever started smoking back when you were a teenager and back when, you know, in the 80s and the 90s when people smoked before vaping and all this other stuff came out, and you started smoking because it was kind of cool and other people were doing it, and then you could, you know, and then eventually you went, oh, this isn't really good. I don't really feel good when I'm doing this. I should probably stop doing this. But then you talk yourself into continuing and you're like, well, I just won't do it as much. I'll just have one every now and then. So you pop on Facebook every now and then. And just like a cigarette, every one that you have is not as good as the last one. And before you know it, you're like, man, I get on this Facebook and I get angry. I see things I don't want to see. I see sides of people I don't want to see. I don't like Facebook. And then you're snapping at people because you were on Facebook. Is that the experience you want for your 6 to 12-year-old? It seems like some people on Facebook, surprisingly enough, are pretty excited about it. Today at Facebook, this is from Facebook Messenger. Today at Facebook, we're excited to introduce Messenger Kids, a new app that makes it easier for kids to safely video chat and message with family and friends. Here's what I do when I want to talk to my kids. Check this out. What I do is, like tonight, we're having Italian chicken. And my wife is making it, and then what we're going to do is we're all going to get together in the same room. All four children, 15, 13, 10, and 5, and both parental units, we're all going to get into the same room. And we're going to sit down at this thing called a dinner table, and we're going to break bread, although we probably won't have any bread, but we're going to have Italian chicken, and we're going to eat the chicken together. And then we're going to talk to each other with our mouths, and look at each other with our eyes. And this amazing thing happens because you have software, a software-like system in your brain that interprets the vibrations from the other people's mouths through your eyes and through your mouths. And then you have what's called a conversation. That's what we're going to do at our house. But the rest of the morons around the United States and around the planet are going to get involved in the early phases of connecting their children to the Matrix, the beta version of the Matrix, which is Facebook, which is Snapchat, which is Twitter and everything else. And you could say, yeah, well, you know, you're on Facebook, Matt. Yes, I am. and not a day goes by when I don't think, gosh, I wonder what would happen if I never would have told my wife about this thing called Facebook back in 2008 or 2007. She would have found it on her own. She's an adult. Her brain is done developing. But the concept of, you know, when you look at these research studies and you find out what is involved in the development of a child's brain from the time that they're 6 years old until they're 12 years old, and then you look into what they're exposed to when they put these devices next to their heads, which pretty much every expert tells you, don't put the device next to your head. Don't hold the device next to your head. If you have to use something, use headphones or something else, because this device is a nuclear device. It's got radiation in it, and it's going to heat up the cells in your brain, and especially if you're a developing young mind that's maybe 6, 7, 8 years old or higher, it's not good for your mind. pretty much all these studies are coming out that's saying this. In addition to that, right, you have only a few years of having these devices out on the planet. So we also don't have enough information. But the information we do have on social media, everything points to less screen time, less use of devices, especially if you're a developing young brain. So why in the world would Facebook, one of the biggest companies on planet Earth, perhaps the biggest communication monopoly on planet Earth, why would Facebook suggest to you and your children and your family that you hook your kids up to a platform that requires them to use these devices more, to fry their brains more, and make them stupider? Why would they do that? You think they don't have the data? You think they haven't been watching everything that's going on with algorithms, number one, and then with medical research and habits? All this stuff is habit forming, and what's happening is people are unplugging. People are stopping. Adults are ceasing to use these platforms as much. You have smart people that never got on them in the first place. So we know that Facebook, we know there's data, okay? We know that Facebook has this data. Even if they didn't come up with it, just like the cigarette companies, just like the pharmaceutical companies, just like the cellular companies, just like the water pollution monitors and the FDA, we know that there's research out there that these companies have access to. And if there's research out there that has to do with your company and your Facebook, you're the Zuckerbergs, are you going to look at that research no matter what? Of course you are. There's email chains, there's a data flow, there's a paper trail or a digital trail of them knowing about all of the downsides of you and I using this stuff and the downsides of developing brains using this stuff. And yet, they're happy to announce, they're excited to introduce Messenger Kids. Now, there's a reason why Facebook wasn't set up for people under 13 in the beginning. And look at what's happened. But the problem for Facebook and all of these social platforms is you and I are using them less. And so they need to train the new generation, the younger folks, to use them more. So they need to get it in. That's why they have Chromebooks at their school. That's why they got them on Google's programs at school. That's why they had them using Macs when we were in school and PCs before that. And it's a very dangerous slippery slope. The beauty is you have the choice. In the United States, you can choose to do it or not to do it. It's your choice. It's not for me to decide, except for what we're doing in our house. But, boy, oh boy, why in the world would Facebook suggest that you do this with your kids when they know full well all the downsides? My name is Matt, and I am the general manager of WCKG here in Chicago. We carry the Alex Jones Show every day, Monday through Friday, David Knight and Real News every morning. And we're growing, we're building, and we just got these in. This is our FM station, 102.3 in Chicago. And I would like to send one of these at least, to everybody in Chicago that is within an earshot of our radio stations. And if you would take a moment and go to WCKG.com/support, I will mail you anybody that helps us out with our growth and our building of this radio station. We're making the AM more powerful. We're making the FM, we're putting it on a taller building, a building you might recognize. If you want details, go to Trump1530.com. It's how you can help. It's how we can reach you. It's a way for us to connect with you without making you hold one of these all the time. We can send you an email. You can email us back, and you can help us build a radio station that not only will help get the information that we need to get out here in Chicagoland, but it will help InfoWars with a news outlet to support them. You know, sometimes these reporters can't get credentials. WCKG being a radio station can help. With your help, we can do it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us from Chicago, unfortunately, the murder capital of the United States. It's Matt Dubiel signing off for InfoWars.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
I want to play.